Did you think you had permission to listen to anything else? You're listening to the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. Let the party begin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John Lanius.
And I'm Kane.
We decided, not me. We decided to go ahead and have Lindsay join us on the first break today of the show.
Why wouldn't we? It's Tuesday. No, she's here.
It's you.
It's not me.
No, it was.
Hi, John.
No, you brought it up, John.
Hey, your cookies were good last week. Thanks for bringing those in. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, going to be a great show today. There's lots of guests. So let me just go through this.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, good.
You do that.
So Scott Hunley and Brian, I think Cabot.
Is it Cabot?
I think it's going to be Cabot.
It looks like Cabot. Okay.
Yeah, Cabot will be here. We're going to be talking about a very cool app, Oper.
I'm sure it's Oper.
Is it Oper?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Oper.
Okay. All right, that'll be cool. I might sign up right now on the show today.
You probably should, because this idea looks like it might be similar to other ideas out there.
Yes.
But they've really enhanced it and made it great for the two parties involved, the consumer and then, of course, the restaurant. Have I said too much already?
I think you'll
we're going to get all those details when they come in.
I think you'll be confused.
Oh, no. It's amazing. Honestly, it's amazing.
It'll get resolved. And then Amber Cease is going to be on the show as well.
Amber, we haven't seen her in forever.
Well, she gave me stink eye. Like, I mean, I'm dressed up nice. I don't understand what
stink
the deal
eye.
Is.
I love that phrase. What a stink eye, really.
Stink eye is...
Yeah?
See it? Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it, but I'm not smelling anything.
I know, but I mean...
Why are you so combative with everybody?
I'm not combative, Lindsay Walden.
Wow.
You are something.
He just proved that he was combative.
I am not combative. Oh, my God.
By combating the fact that she thinks you're combative.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Walden.
That's right.
You have an issue with everybody that comes on.
I know.
Like, literally. And it's typically the women. Now I'm starting to think there's like a theme.
Oh,
like,
you know what?
Misogyny?
No, I'm playing. I'm giving you crap.
Don't even do that because I am. Anyway.
Yes. I'm just giving you crap.
He loves
I'm sorry.
Women.
See, that was that line. Too far.
That's right. That's right. You know exactly when you cross it.
I do. See,
it's
but
not
that,
like it's
that time, I didn't have to wait 6 months for him to be mad
exactly.
at me. I called myself out on it on the radio right away.
And
so I knew it was too far because I know
exactly.
John respects women.
And then how far is, where's my line?
I don't know.
Exactly. No one does.
Over there.
And that's right. It's way behind me.
Right.
It's like way back there.
Right.
I don't have a line.
Don't be proud of the fact that
I'm
you don't have a line.
I'm proud that I don't have a line. You're over there lining it up on the table over there, and here I am without a line.
Did you know they found
out of context?
Did you know they found a steamboat that's 150 year old that's been sunk, and the food is still edible?
Why
150 years
wait,
old?
Wait, okay, wait. Edible does not mean taste good, nor does it mean would
that's
be
true.
Smelling good or any of that. Like, why would you?
Although
eat
fermented foods
food?
Is really the way in the past people used to preserve. So I would imagine there's a lot of fermented food.
Or was it in salt water?
No, it's a steamboat. It'd be on the river.
Oh.
So.
I'm having so much fun for me.
What?
I don't even know why.
I don't either. Why don't you explain?
I'm not going to.
Well,
all right.
Well, you brought up the riverboat for a reason, right?
No, I brought it up because I found it interesting, and I wasn't finding what you guys were talking about interesting.
We weren't talking. We were listening to you.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue on the show with Lindsay Walden. I hope to be make me uncomfortable today. Will you?
Why?
I want to be made uncomfortable.
Seriously.
I want you to expand.
He's like asking to be spanked. It's almost weird.
No, because every time I make you uncomfortable, you like get all weird and
now
not
that's
talk,
gonna make him uncomfortable. The fact that you won't make him uncomfortable will make him uncomfortable.
Okay, good. Then I just won't make him uncomfortable.
Well, then that'll make him uncomfortable. More on the John Kane Show. Back, ladies and gentlemen, I have to share with you during this song, we were having a conversation about Seinfeld because engineer Sam Maul made a comment like, he's like listening to the Sammy Show. And then we were like,
what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he said.
That's not what Sam said.
We realized that this show is something.
It is.
And
I mean, it's something is about nothing. And really what it is about the guests that come in. That's
right.
Really what the show is about.
I thought it was fun,
about.
Funny,
right.
And makes the world a better place.
Well, that's
see,
the
look
motto
at me
of the show.
Stuff.
Right.
But Seinfeld was about nothing.
Right.
And they made millions and millions of dollars.
And continue to in syndication and in all these other rights.
Do we have
exactly.
to make the show about nothing to make money? What do we have to do?
Well, I think we're doing it right. We just don't have NBC.
Or Jerry Seinfeld.
Or Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, fine.
Right. Or what's his name?
You have to settle for Lindsay Walden.
Lindsay Walden, ladies and gentlemen.
Lindsay Walden. Yay. We'll just have to settle.
All right. Make us uncomfortable. Right.
Well, so after I was here on Friday, yes. I went home and decided that since I was going to be, I had to travel for a family thing over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I decided while I was in the car to just go ahead and be posting sales on Facebook and stuff while I was going. Yeah. It was just kind of like I was making it my traveling sale.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was doing that. But what I have decided to do is to continue this promotion. So typically, when someone books a party with me, they will get 10% of the total party sales in free product.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, just 10% of what everybody buys, and you get that in a free shopping spree. So typically it's 10%. If you book with me throughout the rest of this week through Saturday night at midnight, if you book with me and your party host in the month of January or February, you'll get 30%.
30%? How do you do that?
Well, I can't do it for
everybody. That's called loss leader.
No, I can't do it for everybody. So that's the thing. I've gone through all of my inventory. See, when I was traveling, I was going through all of my inventory and I was looking at everything. So now I'm very in order.
I see.
So, and I say that, but I kind of am, but I'm kind of not, but I really am. So basically, I'm able to offer a certain number of parties for people to get 30% in the party sales.
Oh.
And I absolutely want to do this. And so anybody,
so what if the first party is so ginormous you can't have any other parties after that?
Why couldn't I? They're not going to run out of merchandise. That's the brilliance of Pure Romance, is that if there's something that I don't have in stock, that and you see
still
my
stock. 30% deal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because see, that's the thing, is that if I don't have it in stock, my sponsor has offered to maybe trade stuff with me if I need it. And then if I have to order it from Pure Romance this time of year, I've already been stocking up on a bunch of stuff throughout the year and trying to get good prices on things so I can afford to discount a little bit.
Yeah,
like, I'm really excited
that.
About it.
So on a Toy Box Tuesday, this is perfect news. How do they hook up with this information online?
Okay. So they can just go to lindsaywalden.com. It's LindsayWalden.com. Or they can call or text my office, 314-485-9189. And then be following me on Facebook through either facebook.com/sexythoughts. And there might be some things posted on the John and Kane show and whatnot about the continuing sale. Because that's what I was going to say. I had so much fun doing it over the weekend that I decided, okay, after my appearance on the show today, I'm going to go ahead and do some Toy Box Tuesday deals. And then I'm going to continue those, like I said, through Saturday.
I love it. I still want our code to be the JAKS John and Kane show. Off.
No.
Offer for 20.
No.
Well, if they use Lick JAKS,
okay,
then they can get a great head or whipped two for 20.
That's the name of the
lube. It is basically like buying one, getting one free. You're getting two of them for the price of one.
Lick Jax, JAKS.
Yes.
Lick Jax.
Yes.
And they do that at lindsaywalden.com.
Right. Or that'd probably be better if they like text or Facebook me for that, because if they give me the code, then I know that, okay, that's what they're wanting, is that they're wanting the whipped or the great head, and then I'll ask which flavors they want and get them hooked up.
Specifically, Lick JAKS is the code. So not suck Jacks or anything like
that. Okay, don't do that.
See, because the whipped and that's
it's lickable stuff.
I thought that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I'm also willing. I'm just thinking about this right now.
Yeah.
They can pick between great head, sensations, and whipped. Because the sensations is the one that's actually like, it's edible. The one I told you could put in your coffee if you wanted to.
If I had the choice, I know which one I'd pick, everybody.
I would pick great coffee over great head any day. Wait, what?
No, you wouldn't. All right. Lindsay Walden, thank you for being here. We really appreciate you and all of the things that you do every Friday. Come on, don't. Well, why am I the only one?
This is not Friday.
I know, but every Friday you're live after our show.
Oh,
and every Tuesday,
we're not on Friday.
You gotta let me finish. And every Tuesday, don't you even start. And every Tuesday,
Toy Box Tuesday
when you visit
the
John and Kane show. It's time for dinner, everyone.
Brilliant. John, we should come up with we need to come up with an adult version.
It is the triangle. Okay, I think we're good. Your Juilliard training is pretty superb, I have to
admit. Are we done? Can we go?
Well, yeah, we are, but we have Amber coming in next.
I know. I'm just saying, can we go to Amber next?
Yes, we can.
Lindsay Walden, yay!
Yay!
We'll be right back on the John and Kane Show.
Okay, it didn't work there.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Walden has sufficiently made me uncomfortable.
Well, that's how it works.
Our next guest, when she first saw me this morning, goes, "What's up with the nice outfits? I mean, you look nice, but what's up with that?
Almost like she was making fun of the fact that you look good.
I mean, did you take offense to my outfit, Amber Sees?
No, not at all. I just...
What? I don't know. No, you what? Explain yourself.
Yeah, just say the truth. Just say it.
You just caught me off surprise with the vest and the tie and the sport coat.
Caught you off. I mean, but you found it sexy, right?
Oh, sure.
Now, you hold on, John. Your neurolinguistic programming skills must have told you.
Oh, they totally did. She was like, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
All right, that's where
there
it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amber Cease.
That's right.
From the Fitness Forum.
That's right. Now, it used to be Choose to Lose Fitness, but Amber Cease, you've done and ceased all that.
I did.
Now you're up to something new. I see what I did there. Only Sam got that.
Yeah.
So it's called now the Fitness Forum. Tell people about this transition.
So the reason why I wanted to transition is because we're moving into a lot of different services that didn't really correlate to Choose to Lose Fitness, one being senior mobility classes. So we're going into the homes of seniors and helping them with static stretches and mobility movements to help keep them in their homes longer, safer.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. People love staying in their own homes. They hate going to assisted living or nursing homes because of all the death.
So you can see that Choose to Lose Fitness doesn't really correlate with senior mobility.
No, exactly.
And then we're also really excited because we're working on something that will be launched in the spring of 2016, which is going to be our at-home fitness program. And that's going to be completely wireless. So anybody in the United States.
Wait a minute. So they can just tap in via the internet or something? Or how's it work?
So, no, they'll sign up and they will be shipped me on video working out with them. Yeah, it'll be at home workout videos, nutrition, coaching. We just really wanted a name that kind of encompassed everything that we do.
Nice. So it's called the Fitness Forum. Is that the name of the video series? Or like, what videos have you already produced and what do you expect to have in regards to the program?
Well, I've recorded videos. I haven't shipped
edited
any
them
yet.
And shipped them out yet?
I've
okay.
edited them.
Okay, okay.
We've edited them. We just haven't, you know, put them out there for
gotcha.
Purchase.
So what can people expect to see? Just like 20-minute workouts, 10-minute workouts, 30-minute workouts, a variety of all those things?
It's typically about I have a 30-minute workout, and then I have a 45 to 1 hour workout. So it just depends. You know, I'm at home, obviously. You're not going to have as much time, but as the levels increase, the time goes up. So,
but I dig the fact that it's at home.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these, we've been seeing it steered away from that, except for the, what was it, the PX90? What do they call that stuff? The stuff where you have to just from 2 inches from death. Yeah, P90X.
Yeah.
You have to work out 2 inches from death.
Okay, hang on. She looked at me, darted a look at me, and was like, I got this. And then she answered it. That was very funny to me.
I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah.
Clearly. Not surprising.
Clearly.
So with this in mind, is this going to be the main focus, the video stuff, or is it going to be more?
Oh,
is
not at all. Like, I'm still doing one-on-one personal training and group fitness classes because that's my passion and that's my love. So I will still be on the ground, pavement, with all of the St. Louis community, helping train them.
And that it is, like at home, it is about body resistance, you know what I mean? You don't have to have a lot of weights, you don't have to have much of anything but a yoga mat, maybe.
And your body.
And some, and your body, that's it. Mm-hmm. And some desire to do something. All right, John, so you took the jacket off.
I just did all this talk about working out. I suddenly started to sweat.
Really?
So I was like, hang on, let me take off my jacket. And,
well,
and
here it goes now.
He's trying to
strip.
Are you able to work out yet?
He's trying to strip.
Some
callback from months ago.
See, here's the deal. I went on this diet.
That's right.
And she thinks
emphasis on diet.
Right. And she thinks that I don't eat a lot. And then she was like, you have no energy. You can't even pick your left foot up.
When you're on 500 calories a day, you
cannot
work
out. That's why he kicked Amber with his right foot.
Right. All right. When we come back, we're going to continue fighting with Amber Cease because it's a lot of fun.
Of course it is.
So there it is. All right. When we come back, Fitness Forum, Amber Cease, John and Kane Show.
Stop.
Yeah, we're back. By the way, Amber Cease Blank was fighting with John Blank.
Don't say that.
No, we get into this whole last name thing. She's like, I know your last name. And I'm like, I never uses my last name. She's like, I know your last name. I mean, what are you doing? Are you drawing a line of demarcation? What are you doing? What's happening?
I just don't know why you always have to pun my last name. Why can't I just be Amber?
That's right. Oh, that's a good point.
You can be just Amber, but what I'm saying is they give me a piece of paper that has information on it. So it's garbage in, garbage out. It's Giga in, right? So what I'm saying is that if you don't want your last name on the paper, let them know.
Oh, I don't care about it being on
well,
there.
Well, now you do. What are you doing? I mean, are you fighting the way Kane wants to fight with me?
I
mean,
I don't fight with him that way.
I mean, what?
You could just call me Master or Master Trainer.
I like it.
Amber the Master Trainer from the Fitness Forum.
There you go.
All right, so it's the fitnessforumgym.com.
Yes.
All right, so also on Facebook at facebook.com/thefitnessforum. That wasn't already taken? That's pretty fantastic.
It wasn't.
And the Fitness Forum STL, I'm sorry, the Fitness Forum on Instagram and Fitness Forum STL on Twitter.
That's correct.
So, all right. So when people see on Instagram, are you showing them pictures of what it is you're doing behind the scenes regarding getting these videos done and stuff like that?
I mean, there's pictures of me working out. There's pictures of my class. I take a lot of food pictures because that's the biggest battle, really, is diet. And, you know, people like to see different ideas out there of ways that they can, you know, maybe take a simple chicken breast and make it into something really, really yummy.
Right.
So a lot of the stuff on Instagram you'll see is food.
Yeah. And food, healthy food, real food, made to taste good. So if you're not, I mean, there's a way to eat healthy and still have flavor.
Yeah.
People think that somehow they're abandoning flavor and good taste when they go healthy, and you're showing them that's not the case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love food.
Yeah.
And I can make just about, I mean, for instance, Thanksgiving we just had. That was
wonderful. Oh, my God, I don't
want
to talk about what I had.
No, our entire meal at our house was gluten-free, dairy-free, and it was fabulous.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
How do you do Thanksgiving gluten-free, dairy-free?
It's easy, really easy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Well, shop Whole Foods, is that what
you mean? It's really easy. Stuffing is cornbread stuffing. You use almond milk. I mean,
isn't there gluten in corn? No?
No, it's a grain.
Really? I don't know.
Gluten is wheat.
Yeah.
Wheat.
Okay.
Flour.
Right.
Corn is a grain.
Okay, so no gluten in corn. All right. I learned something new. I've been avoiding cornbread for no reason this whole time. I had no idea. I had no idea.
This is awesome.
All right, so no gluten in cornbread. I'm going to put that on one thing I learned
now,
today.
Now, some cornbreads do have flour in them, so you just have to watch the ingredients.
Do you know why I stopped growing corn in my garden?
Why?
Because I would walk outside in the backyard, and the squirrels would wait till I was on my back porch, and they'd jump from the fence onto the corn stalk and look at me and then literally eat through an entire ear of corn
while
in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So I stopped growing it. A waste of time.
They're little jerks.
They are total jerks.
They are.
Okay.
Totally.
John and his squirrels. You better watch out.
All right. What are we doing? When we come back.
Those are Eureka squirrels. Right. I tell you, those are the ones.
What's happened? Are we going to break?
What? No, this was only one break we had with Amber, right? Wasn't it?
No,
this was it. Was this the second one?
Two already?
Holy smokes.
Oh my gosh,
I haven't been here in a freaking year.
Sorry.
The hell?
All right, Amber, she's how can people find you?
I think we already went over that.
I just did it again because it's radio. No one listens.
Reiterating it is not going to hurt anyone.
Okay. You can find me at my website at fitnessforumgym.com, on Facebook at The Fitness Forum, on Twitter at Fitness Forum STL, and on Instagram at The Fitness Forum.
That's right. TheFitnessForumGym.com.
You just want to fight. That's what this is about. You're caustic. You just want to fight at every opportunity.
I just got done working out. I'm tired. I don't have energy to fight with you.
See? Right? Okay. All right.
Let's do some cover push-ups for good times, for old time's sake.
No, I'm done with you. All right. When we come back, Scott Hunley and Brian, I think it's Cabot?
Is it Cabot?
It might be Cabot.
Cabot? It looks like Cabot.
It looks like Cabot.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us, John and Kate. This has been a packed show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
John and Kane show today here on Tuesday, December 8th. If you follow me along on your Gregorian calendar.
That's right.
Let's welcome our next guests, Scott Hunley and Brian Cabot.
Cabot.
Cabot. There we go. All right.
Cabot. Got it.
Now, they gave us a lot of information for you, and so as professional radio people, I'm not going to read it. But Oper. Is it Oper? Oper? What is
Oper,
this thing?
Right?
It's Oper.
Yeah.
So what is Oper?
OPER stands for Order Pay, Earn, Redeem. It's a restaurant rewards app for diners. It includes mobile payments and also mobile food ordering platform, which is just a fancy way of saying you can go on your phone and actually order food from restaurants here in St. Louis for takeout or delivery. Or you can go in, sit down, have a meal. Just like you normally would. And at the end of the meal, instead of paying with a credit card or cash, you just pull out your phone and pay with the app.
Really?
You mean to tell me you've made people's lives easier to get food?
Absolutely.
That's the idea.
I mean, yep. That's amazing. I mean, I'm already friends with you guys. Like, it's like, hello, right?
Well, let's talk about the infrastructure here, because you have to have some restaurants, obviously, in the app ready to accept
you
the payment.
Yeah. If you don't have any restaurants, people are going to look at
exactly.
it and say, what am I going
to
do
so
with
what,
this?
So give people the logistics behind the build here, like what you guys had to actually build to make this work.
So first of all, you kind of have to do it at same time, right? You have to go out and sign up restaurants, but at the same time, you don't necessarily have any, any users yet.
Right.
So you're out there trying to sell something to restaurants that they can't necessarily see yet.
That's tough.
Which can be, but it really wasn't. We found restaurants were extremely receptive, and I'm the director of marketing, and Brian is actually out in the field meeting with restaurants and trying to sign them up. So he can maybe speak a little bit more to their interest, but we didn't really have much of a problem. We've got about 150 restaurants total, and actually on the app, we've got a little over 100, about 110 or so that are actually on the app right now.
Nice.
So yeah, quite a list, and everything is east of 270. So mm-hmm. we've concentrated kind of in areas that you would think of, the Del Mar Loop, downtown, on Wash Ave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Soulard, The Hill.
Oh, The Hill's got to have plenty.
Yeah, we've got about, we really work to get about 7 or 8 like recognizable brands in all of like the different major neighborhoods.
Great
in St.
Idea.
Louis.
Great idea.
So that really wherever you live within the 270 loop, you open up the app, you can search by restaurants by distance. Hopefully there's going to be 7 or 8 good choices that are going to come up for you right away.
Now, I assume that on the expansion of this idea, because you wanted to, you kind of wanted to focus on the release of this and get this going,
right?
I mean? So that you can start working with it as this boulder's being pushed downhill. So west of 270, when do you expect that area to be considered?
So we've already actually kind of been working a little bit out that way.
Yeah.
We haven't signed anybody up yet, and But we're certainly interested in moving that way. That'll happen here within, weeks. And, even some of the restaurants that we've already signed up have restaurants that are out there, but they've only gotten their first, their more easterly restaurant on board.
So let's say a restaurant's listening right now, and they're west of 270, or they're in the area and they haven't been contacted. Do they go to a website, or how can a restaurant say, hey, consider me? Like, how does that happen?
Well, there's a number of ways you can do that. Probably the best is go on the website, read up a little bit about us, and contact us via email through that way. Or I'm sure Brian wouldn't mind if they called him directly.
Brian's like, I'm not so sure.
What? Me not have to work
awesome.
Today? You
yeah.
come to me? What?
Well, Brian, if you want to give your number out as a restaurant, those listening who think that it would be great for them to be included in this app, give them your number.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. My number is 636-628-8381.
That's right.
So they can call me there. They can also email me at bcabot@paywithoper.com.
Awesome.
It's K-A-B-A-T.
Nice.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get some secrets about you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we're about
the secrets.
Like, I want to get into the origin story, because something happened, right? There was one morning that either one of you or both of you woke up at the same moment and something happened. So we want to get that, because that's interesting to us. All right.
Sure.
So our guests are Scott Hunley and Brian Cabot.
Yes.
Cabot?
Cabot.
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 Okay,
all right.
All right. It's OPER. We'll be right back on the John and Kane Show.
I know, it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such great guests. It's been a busy one, but we've got Scott Hunley and Brian Cabot.
Cabot?
Cabot?
Cabot.
Cabot.
Cabot. All right. That's Pay with OPER. They're with OPER. Order, pay, earn, and redeem. This is a fantastic idea, because tell people about some of the benefits here. When they use OPER, What kind of, we're used to these 1% cash back and these 2% cash back stuff. You guys blowing this out of the water. Tell them about
it. Oh, yeah. That was the whole idea. You know, how do you go beyond? There's lots of places where you can go online, order food from, lots of websites, stuff like that. But mainly, the only thing that they're offering you is convenience, right? You jump on there, you can see a whole bunch of restaurants, look at menus, and order. But you don't really get anything for it other than food shows up at your door.
True.
So we wanted to go beyond that and say, how do we make this, number one, free for restaurants to use? And number two, how do we incentivize people to actually download and use it? So that's where the 5% comes in. So anytime you use the app to order food or to pay for food in the restaurant, you get 5% back in credit, which you can then redeem at any of the restaurants that accept Oprah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this absolutely.
I know. I mean, I'm like legitimately like not radio guy. I'm like, I'm blown away.
I am too.
Like I'm thinking back when I was single living in Soulard going, why did you not exist?
Right.
Because I never left the island. And it was like, I'll go to that place. And like, I was out 7 nights a week. I would have made a ton of, you know, 5% back.
Let's find out now, what if like Grubhub's listening? Does this muscle in on their territory? Or what's the story with that?
Well, that'll be down the road a little bit.
He's like, yeah, we're planning for war. We're stockpiling.
We're starting out here in St. Louis because our founder and CEO and myself are from St. Louis here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of funny story how we kind of found each other again. But we were actually in Jewish youth group together.
Nice.
And BBYO is how we originally met. And then fast forward into our mid-30s and we kind of found each other again.
Nice.
When I was working at Domino's and
but this is getting into the origin story that I want to hear.
Yeah.
Like what happened? I mean, was there a disturbance in the force and you're like, we must build an app? I mean, like what happened?
So really it was Dave, our CEO and founder, his original, so he started a company back in college that does very similar to some of these other food aggregate apps. You mentioned one before that I'm, you know, loath to name again, but you know, all of them kind of operate under the system that they make their money off of a percent of sales, right? You go on there, you spend $50 at a restaurant, that restaurant's not getting $50. The website is taking a percentage.
Sure.
And that's how his business model was set up. And he said, you know, after meeting with restaurants year after year after year, I see these guys, they work really hard, small business owners, you know, mm-hmm. they own a guy who owns one or two restaurants, works 60 plus hours a week, and seems to be spinning his tires. He's staying okay, but he's not doing better. And how do I become, you know, if I get, you know, do really well for him, I start cutting into his profits because I'm taking a percentage, right? And so I become kind of a necessary evil, right? Yeah. They love the extra sales, but boy, if they could get rid of you and keep the sales, they would.
Right.
So how do we go beyond that and make this free for restaurant owners and still be able to afford to do this?
Yeah.
So that
and
was kind of
the
where,
incentive on the consumer side.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
I mean,
for me, yeah.
It's brilliant.
It really is. So I still you've explained it to me and I still don't understand. Like I still don't get it. I just know
that
it works.
You don't understand. You get 5% credit to go back to the restaurant.
I know.
Or, and then or to any of the other restaurants.
Any of the other ones isn't even better.
And that's really the key.
Even you had trouble hashing it all out.
No, I got what I needed.
You didn't know
it
was any of the other ones.
Expanded my mind.
You didn't. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
You could go rack up money. You could go spend money at Three Kings, the Libertine, Wasabi, Mike Duffy's, Flannery's, and then turn around and take all of the credit that you've gotten from those places and go have dinner at Kimmel's.
Okay.
And the app tracks all of that. So you don't have a punch card from here and a swipe card from there. You know, all of those rewards programs that clock up your wallet.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You've got it all. All the rewards are right on your app.
Beautiful. I have a whole wallet full of those
things. I'm on my phone. How do I do this right now?
Just go to the app store and type in O-P-E-R.
Hang on. I'm doing it right now.
Now, are you on Google Play? Is it Android yet?
So Android is within a week or two.
Oh, nice.
So coming very, very, very soon.
Very cool. And same name, right? O-P-E-R.
Yep, same. Yep.
Okay. And see, it makes me present to Uber, and I got Uber, Oper, and then there's going to be other things.
This
you know what I mean?
It, right, gentlemen?
So the second app that shows up once you type in Oper.
Yeah, okay, is Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
All right. Look, guys, you guys, they're telling us to wrap the show.
Yeah, they are.
We got to wrap the show. But we want you guys to come back, seriously.
Can you do that?
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We'd love to be back.
All right, sure. Especially when the Android one comes out, boom, excuse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So don't go away yet. You guys are going to see, you're going to participate in our signature close, okay?
That's right.
All right, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
@Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, for you Uber fans, we love that you get the show live, 10 a.m., IndioRadio.com. Mm. You less Uber fans, we love that you get, you know, the replay when you're driving home because you're afraid to listen at work. I don't know, be productive or something, right? No big deal.
Yeah.
But then the rest of you, how do they get the show?
You just hop on the interwebs. Kids, look it up. It's the interwebs. Well, you have to look it up on the interwebs. We exist on Podomatic, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. Those are all podcasting sites. Just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find all the John and Kane shows right there.
Every time you say interwebs, I think of GeoCities. I'm all the way back in like 1993.
I think of AOL.
You know what I mean?
Like, you've got mail on the interwebs.
I used to collect those CDs. I'm like, I'm going to get 23 free more hours. I had like 50 of those
CDs. I had a whole spindle of those and didn't even use one.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's please applaud for Scott Hunley and Brian Cabot.
Cabot. All right, Cabot. Just make it. Sure.
By the way, I literally just got the app in that amount of time, folks.
PayWithOper.com. PayWithOper.com. OPER. And at PayWithOper on Twitter and Instagram. Love it.
Oprah would like to send you notifications.
Oprah?
Okay.
Oprah. Okay. I already forgot.
If you'd like some, free $10 right now, if you go to promotions and enter in the code FREE10. No spaces, just free 10.
What? Free 10,
and
like
anybody,
F-R-E-E,
any listener out there
the
can
zero
do that also.
T-N.
Yep, F-R-E-E and the number 10.
And I'm a winner today.
$10 right there on us.
Ding, 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 ding. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a winner.
Holy smokes.
All right. I need to promote tomorrow's show before we wrap. Tomorrow on the show, a Miss Angela La...
No, you're not saying it right. It's got to be pronounced. It's
got to
be pronounced with Latin flavor.
Well, do it. Do it for me.
It's Angela La Roca.
Okay, will you do that tomorrow on the show?
Yes, it's La Roca.
Okay,
should I do the entire show like this?
I think it'd be fantastic.
Should I do it like this the entire time?
You know what? They all melt when you do that.
Should I do it the entire show? I'll do it tomorrow. I commit to it. It'll be good.
And also, Michael Palmer will be here. We'll be talking about coding. All right, gentlemen. The last thing we say on the show is Indio Radio. It is our signature close. If you mess it up, you're judged harshly.
Yes.
Are you ready, gentlemen?
They're like, what,
we're
Judge
ready.
Harshly?
Yeah.
We, all we heard
Let's
was Judge Harshly.
It is the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, All Together.
Indio Radio!
Free 10, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Free 10.
Oprah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.